Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Betty Lowry is here. Betty is a new friend. She's the author of Forgiven, the book series, and which is all about the struggles of modern-day women. She's a retired bookkeeper, and she has now become an author, and we're going to get her to tell us about her journey and her story. Betty Lowry, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
It's good to have you here. So you are a retired bookkeeper? So you,
yes.
Does that mean you lived a retirement age as a bookkeeper and then started to do something else, or you just stopped being a bookkeeper?
Well, it's like this. For 40 years, my husband was in farming, and when I came into his life, somehow I inherited this job of taking care of the books.
Ah.
So I was able to go out in the field and do anything that, you know, kind of eased their pain for the day,
right,
whatever they wanted to do. And I changed over to writing a book.
I see. All right. What made you decide to do that? What led you to write about this issue?
Well, I had always been writing, and usually whatever I did write was geared toward women. And so I was offered, I guess you would say, with a newspaper, I handled a kindred spirit, something that related to women, and so I thought, well, I'm going to write a book, and I did, and it was accepted, and I had four more to follow, and I'm working on number six, but it's in a different interest.
I see. So, but you chose to write about the issues of women.
Yes, you know, women are challenged today. If a woman has to change over to the workplace from the home, there's so many issues. She has to worry about child care, her health, who's going to take her place at home while she's working, but who's going to take her place at work if she's ill. There are many issues. They don't just have challenges. They have situations they have to work with.
Sounds like you're saying, when you say challenges, that sounds like something that maybe they've created, but these are not things they've created. These are real issues that they're dealing with, and so you believe, and I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying you believe that and you're making the position that women, the lives of women, as they, especially if they work, if they try to have it all, a home and a profession, is more difficult, more complicated, more issue laden than men.
I don't know that it's more complicated, but I do think that they have a different set of struggles that they have to be in control of. Men can go to work many times and not have to worry about the children, but if
yeah.
a woman has to go into the workplace, that is something she's very concerned with.
Right.
And, you know, she has so many other issues that she's going to be competing with women that may be more educated. But she may have the skills.
Or they may not have, they may have chosen not to have the family life. And so they don't have as, they can work later without being undercover. Maybe they're competing against a younger person who hasn't started her family yet or something like that.
Exactly. You know, and many are trying to prepare themselves in case something should happen to the marriage. They're doing more college hours. And they're finding a little bit of difficulty there. I think that I read that 57% of college students are women. And yet, you know, right there tells us something. Who's usually the president of the college? It's usually a man.
Mm-hmm.
But women are stepping up in the workforce. They're taking their place in society.
So I'm going to say that I think women do have more challenges, more issues than men. One of the reasons is because women will step up and take these things. For example, I do believe that women do worry more about things in the home than men do. And the reason is because the women will do it. I have a friend who years ago, she was about to be on my show, and she came on the show and she was so exasperated. I'd never heard her so exasperated in all my life. She'd been on the show many times before, and she was aggravated with her husband.
Yeah.
And here's what she said to me, and my wife talks about this all the time. She says, "You men," and I said, "What?" And this is off the air. She said, "You men." I said, "What have we done?" She says, "You men are the best at getting your needs met." I couldn't argue with her.
So you didn't argue.
I didn't argue with her. My wife talks about that all the time. We know whenever she gets exasperated with me, because we're willing to let the laundry go a little longer. We're willing to let the bed go a little longer. We're getting changed, and So here's my question to you, though. I agree with you about the challenges of women. I do believe. I see women in the workplace. I've hired them. I've worked with them. I've worked for them. I do believe that women's the life of a woman who has a family and a job, especially, is more complicated than a man who has a family and a job. I believe that. But here's my question. Would you agree with me that some of the challenges that women have are self-imposed?
I just knew you were going to say that.
Is that correct or not?
I think they are, but women, there's a majority of women that are perfectionists. And, you know, you mentioned about creating these issues in my book of fiction. Yes, I create fictional characters, but the problems they face are very real. And I don't know if they always cause their problems. For instance...
Hold on to that thought, Betty. I want to let you do that when we come back after these messages. I want to finish that one little thought, though. Here's my point when I say that, self-imposed. My wife said to me one time, she says, "Why don't men feel guilty?" And I said, "We feel guilty when we are guilty, but we don't manufacture guilt." And when I say self-imposed, I wonder, and ladies, you know I love you, I wonder how much of your issues could be minimized if you didn't manufacture guilt. Would you agree with that?
I'll agree somewhat, okay?
All right. Let's pick up on that after these messages. And we'll be right back with Betty Lowry. She's the author of the book, Forgiven. Stay with us.
Yes, I lost all track of time.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.